Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, the 10 Principles of Kim Il-sung. I'm still reading Haley Lee's book about her rescue of some family members out of North Korea. It's called In the Absence of Sun. I must hasten to add that although Haley has a healthy respect for Jesus because of Halmoni, Grandma, my personal faith resembles that of Halmoni more than Haley. I do not condone the expressed lifestyle of this young Korean-American, but I am captivated by her story and the very many details that she shares of a land that I still wish to visit myself. In telling the story, she mentions Kim Il-sung's 10 Principles, a not-so-veiled replacement of God's 10 Commandments, created in an attempt to obliterate all things biblical in his land. All 10 have to do with Kim Il-sung himself, his ideology, loyalty to him, his authority, his revolutionary thought, his centrality, confidence in him, the passing on of his thoughts to the next generation. From page 101 and following, I quote, "The 10 principles came with very specific guidelines. For example, principle number 3 went on to elaborate that Kim Il-sung's portraits, plaster figures, statues, badges containing his pictures, publications carrying his pictures, paintings portraying his image, monuments or public notices containing his instructions must be carefully handled and protected from being spoiled." Another quote, in 1985, Burundi's ambassador to Beijing checked into the Batangang Hotel in Pyongyang. When he unpacked his bags and saw that his shoes were flattened, he stuffed a sheet of newspaper into them. A bellboy reported the crime to the police because the newspaper contained Kim Il-sung's picture. The ambassador was accused of damaging the dignity of the great leader, nearly causing a diplomatic incident. Time and space would fail me to tell in detail Haley's reporting of the little 3-year-old who caused her parents to be arrested by accidentally urinating on a Kim Il-sung booklet. Let's allow the images of North Korea to disturb us, but only enough to pray. Depression and despair are not the goal of this blog. God will hear. God will rise up. He suffers long for his own purposes, but he is a jealous God and will not be mocked forever. Remember Israel in Egypt? 430 years, but he does arise. Is this his time? Thank you for your interest in North Korea today. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, the land of the morning calm.